A Jewish Journal article. Rapper Kosha Dills releases fiery diss track at Kanye West. This week, rapper Kosha Dills released a diss track to hit back at the recent anti-Semitic comments by recording artist Kanye West. Dills's new song, DEFCON 3 Inches, calls out Ye. The rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, Representative Ilhan Omar, D-Min, Candace Owens, and condemns numerous harmful transgressions against the Jewish people that are flooding the media. Here are the lyrics to the chorus. This for all the right-wingers leftists who do absolutely nothing and pretend they make moves. For ye lovers, Ilhan, DS, and Candace Owens too. You can all get dissed, man, I'm owing y'all the truth. This for every right-wingers leftist who do absolutely nothing and pretend they make moves. For ye lovers, Ilhan, DS, and Candace Owens too. You can all get dissed, I can't tell who is who. Dills defines a diss track as when you call people out with lyrics and try to expose them and disrespect them. He told the Journal, Kanye's being disrespectful to me and everything we, the Jewish people, stand for. Just check my inbox and see what it's caused. The idea to make a diss track came to Dills after reading a recent article about Kanye on the blog, Modern Wandering Jew. Dills included the blog post's title, Ye or Nay I'm a Naysayer, into the lyrics of his new song. Dills also credits the line, from the dreidel to the grave, to comedian Petty DeBro. The song manages to fit 1,274 words in 2 minutes and 19 seconds. The mixing and production are tight and Dills has an angry, proud flow. The diss track is produced by Grammy-nominated songwriter Sam Barsh, Kendrick Lamar, Allo Black, and mixed and mastered by Mike Machinist of rock and hip-hop band Shinobi Ninja, Rockhood, Brooklyn to Babylon. The music video was directed by award-winning cinematographer Matthew Kyle Levine, Miss Freelance. The video was shot primarily in Brooklyn, where Dills grew up. Students from Public School 770 started to crowd around Dills as he performed the chorus while wearing tefillin. Dills has proven chops as a rapper, and not just in the Jewish community. Since he burst onto the hip-hop scene in 2005, he has toured the world and collaborated with several multi-platinum artists, including Modest Yahoo and EDM artist Cascade. Dills's song, Cellular Phone, played in a Bud Light commercial during Super Bowl 46. Dills spoke of the sheer disappointment he feels about Kanye speaking harmful words about the Jewish people to millions of his fans, with Dills himself included. I love Kanye West's music, Dills said. I've even worked with people who have worked with Kanye. I'm one degree away from him. People that I work with wrote on Kanye's albums, Yeezus, and Donda. The Brooklyn-based rapper is the son of Israeli immigrants, born Rami Matan Even Esh. Although his music isn't usually confrontational, as a former Division I wrestler for Rutgers University, he knows what it takes to go toe-to-toe with an adversary. And in his early days as a rapper, he cut his teeth in the rap battle scene. But he hasn't released a diss track until now. A lot of people hate confrontation, including myself, Dills said. And for me personally, where I'm at in my life, I was like, no, I need to have confrontations. We could grow from certain things. This past year, Dills appeared on the rap battle show, Wild and Out, with host comedian Nick Cannon. The show had been canceled in 2020 after Cannon expressed anti-Semitic comments on a podcast. He later apologized, and began a dialogue with the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Museum of Tolerance. In 2021, Wild and Out resumed filming, with Dills joining the cast in the most recent season. I'm on Wild and Out, so that's a show that was once canceled and reinstated for anti-Semitism, for kind of same thing that's happening now. But I feel like now it's 4 or 5 times worse by somebody who's just like, I don't have to apologize for anything 'cause I'm rich and that the Jews control the media. But if you look at the media, the only person they're writing about is this guy, Kanye. There's a lot of irony within it. As of this writing, video has over 100,000 views on YouTube, and a Twitter post about the making of the video has over 3.3 million views. While he's grateful his diss track is bringing a Jewish resilience and practice resistance to the uptick of anti-Semitism in the world today. I think Jewish people are all about forgiving in general, but Jewish people need to be a little bit more down to be telling people to shut the F up, and that's what I wanted to do, Dills said. There's plenty of people that do all that other stuff, there's a lot of people that have opinions, but no one raps. No one has my job. There's a lot of people with think pieces and everything, but there's no artistic expression on it really. And I'm just like, sometimes you just gotta tell people F you. I think that's really important. Although those two words don't explicitly appear in Dilz's song, the prose is as inflammatory and searing. You can read the lyrics in the liner notes on YouTube. Kosha Dilz's new song, Deathcon 3 Inches, is available on Spotify and Apple Music. https://soulspasma.ffm.to/deathcon3